Kiru joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Kiru. How are you this morning?
Oh, all very well. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Families of the victims of the Malaysian flight MH370 has called for the investigation to extend to the African coastline. What is the background to this?
Well, there's been some debris that's been found on the coast of Mozambique, and this follows some earlier finds in Réunion Island several weeks ago. So what the families have asked is that the Malaysian authorities extend the remit of the investigation team to be able to look on this coastline so that perhaps they can have closure as we approach the second anniversary of this tremendous aviation disaster.
Yes, so this has been a significant development. And then moving on in the region, North Korea has fired short-range missiles this morning in defiance of Security Council sanctions. How do we interpret this?
Well, it's defiance is a good way to describe it. This appears to have been a case of the North Koreans testing their short-range missiles in the East China Sea. And this follows last night's resolutions of the Security Council bringing about sanctions against North Korea. Interestingly, the resolution was written by the United States and supported by North Korea's chief ally in the region, namely China. So it looks like the North Koreans are tiptoeing around what looks like a very tense situation where its key ally might be racked up against it.
And then Chinese growth figures are down ahead of an important consultative conference this weekend. Is that cause for concern?
Well, cause for concern in so much as we look at the numbers compared to earlier periods. They're looking at a growth rate of 6.8%, which anywhere else in the world will be phenomenal. But in the context of Chinese growth over the last 25 years, this is very low. The lowest, in fact, for this quarter's figure is the lowest over 25 years. And what's happening this weekend is a consultative conference of over 5,000 delegates that are a key indicator of the future policy directions of the Chinese government. And in essence, this group will interrogate all aspects of Chinese development and economy with a view to the Politburo following up on their recommendations. So it's a key development there, and also the eyes of the world in terms of financial markets and so on will be focused on China. But another important point to make here is that the effects of the Chinese economy are felt all over the world. And even in South Africa, when it comes to commodity prices, or even the health of our own economy, much of that depends on what happens in China.
Yes, that is the reality. Kiru, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Much appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye. That was Kiru Naidu with the weekly edition of the Asia-Pacific Report, focusing on the debris of the Malaysian flight being found on the coast of Africa, also North Korea firing short-range missiles, and also the Chinese economy. Those are the stories that he picked up.